When Barack Obama's former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, broke his silence, he talked repeatedly about the quote-unquote black church. It's a term we media types haven't been able to resist since this controversy first flared up. But what is the black church? And is it really as monolithic as it's being described? Here to answer those questions is Linda Thomas. She's a professor of theology and anthropology at the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Let's start with this term, the black church. It's an easy way for journalists to describe the black Christian religious experience in America, but is it really this monolith?
Absolutely not. There is no monolithic black church, but indeed there is a sociological and I would say spiritual thing called the black church. Black people created a religion that blended African religion with Christianity to form a new religion that really was the birth of the black church.
The black Christian tradition, of course, began during the slavery era in this country. And in a few minutes, we're going to dig deeper into the spiritual practices of West Africans and then African Americans in this country. But what is this invisible church that you talk about?
Well, the invisible church is a phenomenon where enslaved Africans who could not be free to worship in white churches would find themselves going into places at night where people gathered to worship. Steal Away, that spiritual that black people sing, was really a song that was a signal that we're going to steal away tonight, and the white slaveholders would not know what was going on.
So what we think of as the black church today, that really started to take shape after the Civil War. Is that right?
No, it was actually before the Civil War, because after the Civil War, black people were free. But the official black church began in Philadelphia when Absalom Jones and Richard Allen left the St. George's Methodist Church because they went to pray one Sunday and white ushers said, "You have to go. We've made a decision that black people will worship in the balcony." And so Richard Allen and Absalom Jones left in protest. So the black church really emerged as a religion of protest against white people not wanting black people to worship God.
And then, of course, it seems like the civil rights era was a time when black churches were incredibly important in this country's history.
Yes, even from the time of the start of the AME church to the civil rights movement, politics and the welfare of black people has always been part of what black churches have been about. Of course, when King emerged, the issue was discrimination, and a grassroots movement emerged out of the black church to say, we are no longer going to be discriminated against because we are made in God's image.
Let's play a clip from a speech Martin Luther King made back in 1963 at Western Michigan University.
We must face the fact that the church is still the most segregated major institution in America. And that 11 o'clock on Sunday morning when we stand and sing in Christ as no east or west, we stand in the most segregated hour of this nation.
Now, in the last couple of weeks, we've heard a version of this over and over again, that 11 o'clock on Sunday morning is the most segregated hour in America. Do you think that's true, Professor?
Oh, it is absolutely true. And that's because people choose to go to places where their full humanity is affirmed, especially for black people who live so much of their lives in what I would call white culture. Sunday is the time, and the black church is the place where I can go and hear a story and hear the language with which I'm familiar and be truly myself and free.
Linda Thomas is a professor of theology and anthropology at the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago. She's at the Radio Foundation Studios in New York. Thanks for joining us, Linda Thomas.
It's been good to be here.